It's 12 minutes before 6 a.m. The City of Cape Town's Water and Sanitation Department has asked residents last week to reduce non-essential water consumption due to the insertion of a 2,400-millimeter in diameter bulk water pipeline project and how it strengthens water supply to Khayelitsha residents. We are joined this morning by Farouk Robertson, the Communications Manager at Water and Sanitation in the at the Department of City of Cape Town. Farouk, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and your listeners, Wasanga.
It's quite a relevant discussion and very important with the social aspects of water delivery and also, I think, infrastructure and financial costs being pitted against each other. Can you give us this very important update on what is happening with the water supply in Khayelitsha?
Yes. You know, the project that we did over the weekend, firstly, the city would like to thank, you know, all the residents across the city just for cutting back on the water consumption over the weekend. And as we saw, you know, the weather was also quite hot. So, yes, this project, which we, you know, which the objective of is to tie in the 2.4-meter diameter bulk water pipeline into the 162 million rand Baden-Powell Drive bulk pipeline. So this pipeline that we are going to commission for Khayelitsha in around about March, that one will boost the water supply considerably to that part of the eastern part of Khayelitsha, because we have found in our modeling, you know, when the technical people,
yes,
the planners, engineers, you know, when they look at, you know, the water supply network across the city, they found that, you know, during peak demand, the pressure along the eastern side of Khayelitsha drops a bit. So what they've done is now they've introduced this additional booster pipeline that will assist, you know, and it's also projected that it will just besides just boosting the, you know, the pressure and then the water supply to that area, that will also assist in terms of, you know, the future growth of the city in, the, in that area itself. But the work that was done over the weekend was done quite well. There was good planning, great teamwork, you know, and to the point that, you know, the project even went ahead and was completed well ahead of time. And that could only be achieved, you know, through teamwork, through collaboration. And, you know, the during that period of time also, we had minimal service disruptions. In fact, it only came down to three areas that was, you know, that had a water supply disruption. That was the connection that we had to the Stellenbosch municipality, which they were warned of.
Yes.
And then also the area of the Cape Town Film Studio and then Amazon, which we had water tankers, you know, supplying water to those people in the interim, and they were also warned ahead of time. We, you know, the planning went so well,
yes,
that it sort of cut out the other areas, you know, in terms of disruptions. And, you know, that was a great win-win for most of the residents across the city.
That's really some fantastic news, and congratulations to your teams across the board. You talked about Stellenbosch as well. We're seeing a lot of water maintenance across the country, and there was a distinction that was made by our previous guest relating to not looking at it as a water crisis rather than maintenance itself. Could you give us discernment between the two and what is happening currently, especially in Cape Town?
Yes, you know, when you look at any infrastructure, it's just like your car. You purchase a car, you know, if you don't maintain it, that car is not going to run forever. You know, so you know, your water supply infrastructure for the city is very, very important. That is why we have, you know, the relevant teams dedicated to the maintenance and the upkeep, as well as the enhancement of that infrastructure. Now, in the city, we've got two sets of, in fact, more than two sets. We've got almost five sets of, you know, water that sort of runs across the city. The one would be stormwater, other one would be sewer, another one would be what we call the treated effluent. You know, that's also being used, and it was very, very popular during the, you know, the drought that was used. Then we have the sewer networks itself, which conveys wastewater, from the users or industries, and then takes it to the wastewater treatment works. And then you've got the water side. Now, on the water side of the drinking water side of our business, we've got two components. We've got the bulk water, which in this exercise itself, you saw a bit of collaboration, great collaboration between that two services of ours. The one is the bulk water. That's the people that looks after, the water from the catchment to the treatment plants, to the large reservoirs. And then you saw this big bulk pipeline. That was their responsibility. Now, from there, it goes on to the what we call the other side of the business, which is the reticulation component. And they take the water right up to the consumers. So it's important that we maintain it. And we've got teams that look after the maintenance of it. Understandably also, we also need to realize that all these infrastructure are beneath ground.
Yes.
So it's not quite easy to see it. Né? So you've got to have the relevant instrumentation in place, pressure gauges, all the digital type of equipment. And it also involves, radio signaling and those type of ancillaries that's required for the upkeep of that. And then the other thing is also you need to have skilled staff to take care of that. And the city's got, the entire arrangement sorted out. In the cases where we don't have, then there are certain contracts in place, for certain of the projects where we don't have the relevant capacity. And that is, allowances made for that. But it's very important that you look after your infrastructure, to monitor it,
yes,
and that you use it for the purpose that it was intended for. And then, the other side of, infrastructure is the issue of the upkeep of it. Now, the upkeep as the component of the consumers in there as well, our citizens, where we must ensure that we never allow our citizens to abuse our systems, to vandalize it, to remove components of that infrastructure that's so critical. And I can tell you, on some of our water pipelines, we've had, air valves stolen or vandalized, and then you see water just gushing up in the air.
Yeah.
We've had the same type of thing on the sewer and stormwater components where people do metal theft. People dump stuff in sewers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then all of those results in service breakdown. And then, it comes full circle. It means that the city now has to take care of it. The inconvenience is being experienced by the consumer, our residents. And it's not only just the residents in terms of, households, it's also industry. It's also agriculture because they also feed off water supply pipelines. And then there's also,
yes,
commerce. So it's very important that we have that great relationship with our communities where everybody becomes a responsible citizen to look after what we've got in the city and across the city.
Yes, indeed.
So,
and that is very important because we talked about the water strategy as well. And it seems you found the sweet spot in communication, community participation, consultation as well. That's Farouk Robertson, the communications officer at the Water and Sanitation Department in City of Cape Town. Thank you for your time, sir.